University of Wyoming President Lori Nichols recently set a goal of increasing the number of Native Americans attending UW, especially since enrollment of tribal members recently reached an all-time low. Wyoming Public Radio's Taylor Stagner participated in the Native American Research Center's first-ever orientation. The goal was to make students comfortable from day one.
I hope this orientation is a big part of them being successful. I really hope that they can look back and say that it all started with the Native Student Orientation.
That is Renette Tendor. She is the Native American Program Advisor. Her office is housed in the new Native American Education, Research, and Cultural Center here in Laramie.
I, being an undergrad student from UW and also my grad school from here, I didn't have any of this community here, a student orientation myself. So when I'm always planning things, I'm always thinking of what's going to help us, what's going to help me, what would have helped me when I was a student.
This is the center's first fall semester and first orientation for new Native students. Some students are unsure of their major but are excited to be here in Laramie.
I'm Wolfstar Duran, and I have an undeclared major.
She's excited about potentially joining a sorority and taking all sorts of classes.
And then there's like swing dancing on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Like, I mean, that seems pretty fun.
This is Juwan Willow, another incoming freshman.
So moving to Laramie was interesting. Packed up my car, said goodbye to the family, and they were all like, yeah, get out of here.
His major is social sciences and secondary education. He wants to be a teacher.
So throughout high school, I live on a reservation, and I go to a former BIA school. They're always taught by people who aren't necessarily Native American, and I saw that as kind of an issue, and so I was like, I want to be a teacher.
Faculty and staff from around campus came to welcome the new students. The line to present was out the door of the classroom. While the Native American Education, Research, and Cultural Center has only existed since October of last year, the impact has already been long-lasting.
My name is Taryn Jim, and I'm a senior majoring in speech, language, and hearing science. I'm minoring in disability studies and American Indian studies.
Taryn is graduating and hoping to get into grad school. She remembers not having the research center.
But then when we had this center, it was like I met so many people here, and we all just had, I don't know, we could just all relate to each other really easily. Well, myself personally, I just felt like I was lost because there was really just nowhere to go. There was really nowhere to hang out, no one to relate to from the reservation.
Taryn works on research funded by the Social Justice Research Center on top of being a mother and RSO president of Keepers of the Flame. She's also Northern Arapaho.
I guess like with this orientation, you could see that we're recruiting students, we're getting freshmen in, but at the same time, you know, there was just enough of us that just fit in the classroom. There should be a lot more Native Americans. I guess this house kind of points that out too, that there's not very many of us. But hopefully one day there will be a lot more of us.